Okay, so that's kind of, is it okay to laugh? It's good to have a good time. That's a great family game, huh, that you can play at home. We're going to do a couple more things here. So how are we doing, moms and dads, on our Bible devotionals? You know what? It's hard sometimes, isn't it? But we're trying to renew that, okay? So this week, we're talking, does anybody know what lesson was this week that was on? Did you read this week's lesson? Okay. Miss Jenny did. All right, that's good, because Miss Jenny's going to share a little bit about the lesson and stuff. It was on Daniel. Daniel, you remember the story of Daniel? Okay, we're going to talk about Daniel, and we're going to talk about prayer, okay? So we need to listen, because we got some things that we're going to pick as we go. So, right? We listen, right? Very good. And God, leaders are great listeners. So we're training up leaders in the house. So I want to show this video on Daniel, kind of a quick summary. I could either explain it, or we could show this video on Daniel, and we can explain some of it too at the same time. Okay? All right, so you guys, we're going to show a video on Daniel so you get a review on what Daniel did. We have that, Jeremy? Okay.
Stories of the Bible. Daniel in the Lion's Den. This is Daniel.
Oh, hey!
Who was a Jewish man who was taken to Babylon when he was very young.
Yeah.
Daniel loved God and followed God's rules. He talked to God 3 times a day and asked God for help often. Daniel served in the Babylonian king's court for many years.
Yeah, I know him.
And under many kings.
Hey, Daniel!
Daniel always proved himself to be more capable than all the other court officials.
Thanks. Well, anytime.
Daniel was serving under King Darius, and because of his great abilities, the king made plans to place him in charge of the entire empire.
Wow, okay.
The other court officials searched for some fault in Daniel, but they couldn't find anything wrong with him. He was faithful, responsible, and completely trustworthy.
Wait!
The court officials realized the only way to get at Daniel would be to challenge his faith.
Come on!
So they went to King Darius.
Excuse me, Your Majesty.
And advised him to make a law that for the next 30 days, any person who prays to anyone except King Darius will be thrown into the lion's den.
I like it.
King Darius signed this law, and once a Babylonian king signed a law, it could not be overruled. When Daniel learned of this law, he went home and knelt down, as he always did, to pray in his room with the windows open towards Jerusalem. He prayed 3 times a day, just as he always had done, giving thanks to God and asking for his help. The officials went to Daniel's house and found him praying.
Gotcha!
They went to the king and reminded him of the law.
I remember.
Well...
Then they said that Daniel had been found praying to God 3 times a day.
What?
When the king heard this, he was very upset.
Get over here.
And he spent the whole day trying to think of a way to save Daniel.
Wait, what?
By that evening, the court officials came back to the king and reminded him that no law signed by the Babylonian king could be overruled. So at last, the king gave orders for Daniel to be thrown into the lion's den. The king said to him, "May your God, who you serve faithfully, rescue you." Then the lion's den was sealed shut with Daniel inside. The king spent the night fasting and couldn't sleep. Then very early in the morning, the king hurried to the lion's den. He called out,
"Hey Daniel!
Was your God able to rescue you from the lions?" And Daniel answered, "Long live the king! My God sent his angel to shut the lions' mouths so that they would not hurt me, for I have been found innocent in his sight." The king was overjoyed and ordered that Daniel be taken out of the lion's den. Then the king ordered the men who had schemed against Daniel to be thrown into the lion's den as punishment. Daniel was safe. there was not a scratch on him, for he trusted in God.
Oh, yeah, that is nice, picture of a lion. So, kids, today we're going to kind of talk a little bit about Daniel in the lion's den, and that gives an overview of just what happened, of how the king had made a law that he couldn't pray anymore. And we talk about prayer, because prayer is our communication with God, right? We pray to God, that's our communication. Like, you have friends, you have a relationship with friends. Do you have friends that you talk to, sort of? But that's what God is like. That's what prayer is like. It's like communicating and talking with God. And I want to relate this story. Do you guys know what response means? I know you weren't out here, but we talked about response last week. Do you know what response means? Responding to something or taking action towards something? I guess I wanted to share about response, because we talked about it last week, about responding and reacting. And response, Daniel responded. And this is an example of response. How did he respond when he was thrown into the lion's den? Avery.
He responded that...
What did he do when he was thrown in there?
He prayed.
Yes, he prayed. Did he get fearful or afraid or reacted in that kind of way? No, he responded. He responded with prayer. He trusted God. He relied on God, and he had everything in God. He had a relationship with God. He had communication with God, and he trusted him. So when he was thrown into the lion's den, his response was to God, and he prayed to God and asked God, and God saved him, and he shut the mouths of the lions. Now, who knows what a lion's like? Lions are fierce. They could have devoured him, but God shut him up. I think they even fell asleep, I believe, and he was saved. God saved him. And it's because of how he responded. And how do you respond? Like, even in your lives right now, with school and everything, how you guys respond to every situation? That's the biggest question I think we can ask ourselves in everyday life. Even myself, sometimes, like, when we get into a situation, it's like, well, how am I responding to that situation? Or am I reacting? Like, when something comes up, am I reacting in fear? Am I worried? And I start questioning and wondering, what am I going to do with this situation? But really, I should just respond to God and respond to him and ask him in prayer and ask him. Because I know every time that I do go to God and I ask him, he intervenes and he answers. And he's always there. So I think that's the biggest thing that God spoke to me with this story, is how are we responding to situations? And then he brought me back to, we've done Graham Cook, about being excited when we fall into places, how to get excited when we have problems, because those problems are only possibilities. Those problems are our upgrade, and in those problems, there is something that God wants to show and reveal in those situations. He wants to show us something in the midst of sickness, or even in this pandemic thing that we've been going through. I could tell you my thoughts on it, but I'm not. But God is in the midst of even this time, and he's speaking, and just, I think it's just, how are we responding to even this right now? How are we responding? Are we trusting God? Are we seeking God? Are we communicating with God about everything? There's so much fear and so much stuff in the world right now, but how are we responding to it? That's the biggest thing he was showing me, is, and then just even just count it all joy. And I want to read that, the scripture in James 1, counting it all joy, because even in the midst of situations, we can be glad and joyful, because there's something that God wants to do in that time, in that situation. So in James 1, 2, I'm going to read it to you, hopefully. It says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete." Count it all joy. Is it? Sometimes I feel like even for myself, like, you get into a situation and it's like, how can this be joyful time? How can I count this for joy? But God is always. I mean, we've shared in Sunday school. You kids remember about how we shared about Jalen, about the story of how we rushed to the hospital. But in that moment, of response. No, we had to respond and we had to act. We really felt God leading us to go to Grand Forks, so we did. And then you get there and the response of the doctors and the people there, they quickly grabbed her and they quickly did it, but they responded. It's a first responder. They respond to the situation. And so that's the thing that is big, is how are we responding? And in that time, that's how we responded. We prayed. We spent a lot of time in prayer in that time. But God was always with us, and God is always there. There was a peace. There was a comfort. There was a joy. I knew she was going to be okay. I know the enemy is over here trying to whisper in our ears and tell us, well, no, she's going to die, or this, and her heart and all this stuff. But you got to shut that up, because God is in control of everything, and he's always there. So I don't know, is there any kids? I don't know, I was just wanting to ask you guys that question, is prayer. Is there anything right now that you feel that even you need to have that communication with God and pray? Can we go pray to God about our school? Can we pray to God about our, even maybe a test? I don't know, sometimes maybe we struggle with math or, you know, I've had kids that struggle with different subjects. But God can help us even in that, or relationships with friends, or maybe someone's picking on you, or whatever it is. But you can go to the Father and you can have that communication. He wants to be your friend. He wants to be there. He wants to be everything for you in every situation, in every area. You know, I guess that's what I have. I just really felt strongly about the response and how we respond. Even in daily life, I think sometimes when parents, you know, when your kids act up, how do you respond? Do you spank them? Yeah, well, sometimes in that moment, you know, you probably don't respond the best. I know I don't always do that. But I think God's teaching me how to respond in even those situations, or what I'm dealing with, even my kids, you know, even with teenagers, man, that's a hard age to deal with. But God's teaching me how to respond even in those situations and in those things, and how to deal with teenagers, because, man, I can't. Teenagers are hard. But, I mean, I know when I was a teenager, I know it's hard, but how do you respond to those situations? You know, are you responding in love? Are you, you know, are you praying? Are you guys, you know, it's just communication. And I think God is just really teaching us, instead of reacting to a situation of out of fear and anxiety and all these things, that we just respond. Respond with prayer, respond with love, respond with the word. Decree and declare, I think that's huge. I've been just decreeing and declaring, even over this country right now and what things have been going on, I've been spending a lot of time decreeing and declaring over our nation and over our state, over our schools, over our kids. What can we decree and declare over our kids? Health, wholeness, you know, protection. God is watching over them. You know, just even decree and declare that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, that nothing can harm my kids. You know, you just start decreeing and declaring over them. You decree and declare, I can't even talk, decree and declare the prophetic words that are over their lives. What has God spoken over your children? They're good things, they're good words, but we have to decree and declare them. Even over my kids, I've been just thinking about, what has God called each and every one of them to do? That I would decree and declare what God has promised. And when God promises something, it's a yes. And it's he promises and he keeps it. So I think it's so important that we just decree and declare and start decreeing and declaring over every situation, everything. So that's what I have. I know we wanted to also play a game. Do you want to play the game now? You don't want to play a game, do you guys? Oh, you guys want to take a nap? That sounds good. You're in for a nap? Yeah. We can play a game. Yeah. So we're going to play a game. We're going to play, see how well the kids know their parents. And so I'm going to have a kid and their parent come up. And I'm going to ask some questions, and we'll see how well the kids know their parents. So, who wants to go first? Bethany, one of them or both of them, or how do you want to do it? Abigail, Bristol, and Bethany, so you could stay there. Okay, Abigail and Bristol, come up here. Let's see how... Can I see... We want to see how much they know Bethany. Yes, be nice to your mother. Honor your thy mother. So I'm going to ask you a few questions, and you have to answer them to the best of your knowledge, okay? Let's see. So what is your mother's favorite color?
Red.
Red, is that right, Bethany? So that's one for them. You should write that down. Bethany, just remember how many they got right. Okay. What does your mom like to do for fun? Play with you? Nap?
Wait, which
one are you going to go with? Nap? Okay, nap, Bethany. Is that your favorite thing to do? No. What is your favorite thing to do, Bethany? Hang out. Hang out with friends, probably, huh? Let's see, what else? What's another one? I had a bunch of questions and I forgot them. I know you told me to write them down. Huh? Ask your mom some questions. Let's see. I don't know. I can't remember now. I had them all written down. I had them all in my head. Okay. Yeah, what's her favorite movie? Avengers? She's like, yeah. Is that correct then, or not your favorite though? Okay. You don't. It's close. No, she said no. No. What's your mom's favorite food? Yeah. What? Spicy stuff. Is that true? Okay. So they got two. Okay. Let's see. Where's her favorite place to go shopping? Target? Okay, which one is it, girls? Target or JCPenney? Nope. So they got two. So let's see. Micah, you want to do it with your mom? Jamie? Okay, and Avery, yes, you can come up here. Okay, so I'll ask probably the same ones. So what is your mother's favorite color? Green. Jamie, is that correct? Okay, that's one for them. What's their favorite food or her favorite food? What's that? She doesn't have one. There, is that your answer? Chili? Which, what are you guys going to go with? Doesn't have any? Doesn't have any. Do you have a favorite food? No? Oh, two right for them. Wow. Where's her mom's favorite place to shop?
I don't think she has a favorite place to shop.
Well, that could be an answer too, I guess. What's your final answer? She doesn't have a favorite. Do you have a favorite place to shop? Nope, that's three. What else did I ask again? Oh, what does your mom like to do for fun?
Sleep.
No.
Boy, what does all parents like to sleep?
No, no, no. Go on vacations.
Is that what you're going to go with?
Yes.
Vacation? Nope. There's one more that I missed. What did I miss?
Sleep. That's the answer. Sleep.
What's your mom's favorite movie? Nine, one, one. No, she doesn't have a favorite movie. So what is your answer? Nothing. Do you have a favorite movie? Okay, so they got three. Bethany's kids have two. Sarah, your kids want to come up? Okay, Misty and Aiden, see how much you know Sarah, your mother. Yeah, you guys can go too. Okay. So what's your mom's favorite color, guys? Pink? Is that your answer, pink? Pink, Sarah, is that your favorite color, pink? Nope, okay. What's your mom's favorite food? What is her favorite thing to eat that she likes? You don't know? Do you have a guess? Spaghetti? Okay, so that's one for them. What's her favorite movie? You don't know? Do you have a guess?
No.
They don't know.
So,
do you think maybe she doesn't have one?
No.
No favorite movie?
Kind of.
You do? Okay. What does your mom like to do for fun?
Watch Netflix on your phone.
watch Netflix on her phone. Is that correct, Sarah? So that's two.
She likes to lay in the bed.
Lay in the bed. Oh. I suppose watching Netflix. It's not a bad thing. It's fun. I like it too. Oh, what was the last one? Okay, where does your mom like to shop? Is there a favorite store that she likes just the most? Walmart? Walmart.
What's your final answer?
Nowhere? Nowhere? So they got three. So it's tied between Jamie and Sarah. So who's next?
Is that five questions?
Yeah.
Jalen and Lucas.
Well, you can ask. You can ask them for
okay.
me.
All right, come on, Toby. Well, if you know the answer, shout it out from there. Okay, what does your mom like to do for fun? Lucas?
She has girls over for fun.
Okay, is that your final answer? That she has girls over to have fun? No, Lucas says no. Quickly, final answer. No, you can't shake your head no when they're no. What is it?
What's mom like to do for fun?
Playing in the park.
Oh, playing in the park.
Final answer?
No.
What is it then?
Cleaning.
Okay, cleaning. Is that your favorite thing to do, honey, is clean? Ah,
come on, man. What are you thinking?
All right.
Shopping.
Hello. What?
These aren't my kids right now.
Okay, what's your mom's favorite food?
Salad.
Yay, salad.
Is it?
What's her favorite food?
I don't know.
What does she eat the most of?
Pizza.
No favorite food? No favorite food, final
she
answer?
Sometimes she eats veggie pizza.
Veggie pizza.
Okay, final answer, veggie pizza? Veggie pizza.
Cauliflower pizza, I guess.
Is that your favorite food?
Yes, pizza.
Okay, ding, there's one. All right, so what does your, okay, what mom likes to do fun, food. What's her favorite movie?
I know what it is, but I don't know what it's called.
No, it could be no favorite movie or name a favorite movie.
No favorite movie.
You think it's no favorite movie?
She loves a movie, but I don't know what it's called.
Okay, so what's your final answer? What movie does mom like?
Watching TV.
Okay. No favorite movie?
No.
Yeah, she does, though.
Okay, you guys got to hurry up.
I know what it is, but what is it called?
Okay, I'm going to say no favorite movie.
I don't have
a favorite movie? Okay. Two. What's another question, guys? Color. What's your mom's favorite color?
Blue.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right, blue. Okay, is that three?
Yes.
Where's her favorite place to shop?
I think it's Walmart.
Walmart. Okay, so we've got 3-3-3. So what do you want to do for tiebreaker? Everybody's got three. Is there two people with... You got two? So who is it?
It's Jamie and Sarah.
Okay, we'll split it. Or we'll give it to them. We'll do something too. You want to split it? Just give it to them and we'll split it. Or what's for tiebreaker?
I had a gift card.
We'll just give them the gift card and we'll...
But there's only...
Give her the gift card and we'll do something. We'll do something.
There's two of them though. That we
who's tied?
It's Jamie and
okay,
Sarah.
Pick a number. Mary's going to pick a number. You guys decide. Mary's going to pick a number. Right now, you got a number, Mary? Between what? 1 and 10? And then it's whoever's closest? Okay, what number do you guys want? 7.
Six.
No! Happy birthday. Is it to you? Happy birthday. Is it really your birthday? Happy birthday, dear. Happy birthday to you. Sha-na-na-na. All right. for a...
Is that a prize?
I also have... That was the prize for that, but I also have...
Can I ask him a question about what you just spoke?
What was the main topic that Miss Jenny just spoke on? What was she just talking about? Yes.
Daniel in the lion's den.
Yeah, but what about Daniel in the lion's den was the main topic that she said? Yes, Micah.
Response.
Respond. Very good. Right here. And how did Daniel respond, Bristol? Say, by praying to God. Very good, Bristol. Okay. What? So Bristol gets one. What story did Jenny talk about where she prayed? Yes. Huh?
Say that again.
What story was Miss Jenny talking about that her real life situation that happened to us where she used as example of what she prayed? Misty. Very good. Jalen. Were you going to say that? She'll get one. Bristol needs one too. Bristol needs one too. That's right. What? Jesus says something in the Bible. Everybody listening? He says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. Right? When we pray, we're talking to and asking God. So Daniel, when you guys read your story, it says, Daniel knew the Lord. And part of knowing the Lord is we have a conversation. How did you know your mother's favorite color? How did you know where your mom liked to do for fun? How did you know those things, Abigail?
We had a conversation.
You had, very, very good. She gets surprised. She had a conversation. Did you guys know that we can have conversations with God? Right? We can speak to God. We can have a conversation just like Daniel had with God. He had conversations. So just like it says in the Bible, it says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. And anyone who seeks finds. And knocks and the door will be open. And this is the analogy that he says. So how many people want a present? Anybody want a present? Come here, Aiden. What do you want for Christmas, Aiden? What do you want for Christmas? What did you ask mom for Christmas this year? Huh? Do you guys like presents? No, nobody likes presents. You ask for something, right? Hello? You don't want a present? Do you want a present? What do you want? Do you ask for something you want? You say, hey, does your dad or mom ever ask you what you want for Christmas? What's going on? Sarah, do you give presents? Okay. What? Do you ask your mom or dad for a gift for presents? Hello? Oh, this isn't a hoverboard. Here, so you're asking for a hoverboard. Okay, here you go. Open the present. Right here. Yeah, stay right here, please. Open the present. What? Open the present. He's just looking at me. Yes, open the box, please. Has he never gotten presents before? Poor kid. I didn't know that. Flip the box over. There you go, son. Good. Now open it up. There you go. Open it up. What's in there? What's in there, Lucas? What is it? What? It's a piece of garbage. Well, that's not a good gift. Have you ever gotten something like that for Christmas? Has you guys ever got that for Christmas?
My mom and Santa
Did you ever get garbage for Christmas?
Yeah.
Let's try another one. Garbage is no fun. Let's try something else. Who wants to open it? Who's been listening and sitting very well? Yeah, you have. Okay, come on up. You want to open this? You don't have to if you don't want to. It's fine. All right. Jalen, you want to open this? Does she know? Okay, sit right there. Open up. Here is a present. I wonder. Man, this is going to be so great. What are you asking for Christmas, Jalen? What do you want? What would you like for Christmas?
A puppy.
A puppy. Pretty sure it's not a puppy. What do you want for Christmas?
A phone.
A phone? Attack? And a pepper. Peppers. Oh, he put pepper in, like pepper, like you sprinkle pepper and tacks. Well, is that what you asked for?
No, I wanted a pepper.
Have you ever gotten something like that for Christmas?
No.
No. Have you gotten coal? Wow, no. So, all right, with everybody listening, so it says, when we ask God, when we ask our mom and dads for something for Christmas, don't we get something like that for Christmas? We get good gifts. So Jesus says, when you pray to God, when we pray to God, he gives us good things. It says, or who man among you, if a son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Does God, when you ask for bread, give you a stone? When moms and dads, when they ask for something, don't you give them something good? If he asks for a fish, do you give him a serpent? No. So then if being evil know how to give kids good gifts, how much more will your Father who is in heaven, we're talking about our Father in heaven, give us good things to those who ask? Everybody said, I have a good Father. Okay, say it again. I have a good Father who gives good gifts. Were these good gifts? They're terrible gifts. That was horrible. That's not the God we serve. So when we ask God and when we pray and when we seek him, he says, therefore, how much more our Father in heaven will give us good things when we ask. So you ask Father God. So how do we ask God? We pray. Just like you talk to your mom and dads and you have a relationship. I want to use this one example before we go. I'm going to dismiss. But I want you to tell that right now, you guys have power to pray. You guys have power to pray right now in your life. Okay, I need someone to help me. Jalen, come up here. Come here, Jalen. Can you hold on to this? That is the nice one, the golden chalice. When we pray, sometimes we don't see everything we want to see. Sarah, can you jump on the keyboard for me quick? Thank you so much. See, that's responding, right? My mom had this saying, this goes like this, obey, obey now, and obey. Did you guys hear that too? I grew up with that. But that's all about not just hearing, but response. So when moms and dads say, pick up your room, right? How do you respond?
I don't know. How do you respond?
Uh-oh.
No.
Sometimes we don't respond right, but guess what happens? Nothing. When we pray to God, and just listen to this, every single one of you, when you guys pray to God, there's this one girl, and this is a true story. She had a father who was struggling, and she loved her dad very, very much. And every night, she would pray. I don't know if it's exactly every night, I can't say that, but she prayed a lot for her dad, and she cried for her dad because her dad was in a bad spot and she wanted her dad to be happy. So every night, so what God showed me was this, is that every time you guys pray, even when you're kids, every time you pray, God is responding. He's responding in a way sometimes that you can't see. So every time she was praying, I saw God catch her tears, and we can just pretend these are tears. But every prayer that she prayed, God was catching everything that she was saying. Every prayer. Sometimes when we pray, we are discouraged because we don't see what we want to see. And there's so many testimonies here about Deb and people who have been sick and who have been battling something for a long time. But every time you pray, I want you to know that your God in heaven listens. He listens, doesn't he, when you pray. And you keep praying and you pray again and you pray again. And he keeps pouring out. Every time you pray, there's just a little bit more, and there's just a little bit more that's going, and I don't want you guys to be discouraged. Sometimes moms and dads, we get discouraged when we pray because we don't see anything happening yet, but I want you to know that said the Father and God in heavens hears you, that He's responding to you. He's storing up those prayers. He's making preparations for... Don't move it now. He's making preparations for things that you can't see. And one thing that girl could not see when she was praying for her dad was that her dad was getting ministered to. At the time he was in jail, and at the time he was getting ministered to in jail, God was working on his heart. You don't always see what's going on. Right now in life, maybe you don't always see God. You guys at home, maybe you don't see what God's doing right now. But I want you to know that every time you pray and seek the Lord, there is something happening that you don't see. He's at work in those things that are unseen, and the Spirit of God is moving and working in the midst, preparing that which you are praying for to come to place. And she began to pray, and she kept on praying, and I saw it was like this, Jalen. It was like she was crying. And I saw God in heaven as she was crying. She was crying just like you're crying. What do you do when you cry? You're crying. That's really, come on. Cry. There you go. She's crying. But as she was crying, her tears were being caught like this. And I saw the Lord. It was like He was catching every one of those tears. That's getting much better. I was going to cry there for a little bit. That was really good. It was like He was catching every... Hold that again. He was catching every one of your tears. And at times we feel discouraged. And I remember praying for it. I said, God is showing me that He is catching every single one of those tears. And He says, the cup is getting full. The cup is getting full. And He is about to pour out this cup on your dad. And at that time, I didn't know her dad. I didn't know where her dad was. But her dad was in jail. And he was crying out to the Lord for change. And you know what happened to her dad? You know what happened to her dad? Her dad got saved. And her dad got born again. And her dad found the Lord and found freedom. And at that very same, it was close to that same time. Do you want to pour it? At that very same time, go ahead and pour it about. Let's just pretend your dad is there. He poured out the whole thing, and everything that girl was praying for came to pass. It was poured out upon her dad. So I just want to tell you kids, listen, if there's something that you're praying for, if there's something that you really want, you guys are prayer warriors. Moms and dads, it's the same thing. If you're not seeing what you want, don't be discouraged, right? Don't be discouraged. Strengthen your hand. Know that there are things that are going on right now that God is preparing. Daniel was not discouraged when he got thrown in the lion's den. He knew his God. And it's so important that we know our God. You at home, people watching, it's so important that we communicate with God. You know what God likes? Do you know what God likes? You know what He likes? I got to tell you something, what God likes. God delights in you doing well. It makes God so happy when you succeed. It says in Psalms that David was saying that he delights in the prosperity. God wants you to succeed because He's happy when you succeed. He gets so happy. He's like, look at Abigail. She's doing it, right? Look at Aiden. He's doing it. Look at families. They're doing it. He delights in the prosperity of His servant. God absolutely has wonderful plans for your life. And when we take time to pray like Daniel and we stand, God moves on our behalf and He shuts the lion's mouth. Okay, so with all the families together, I want to pray. Get with your kid, get with your mom. Why don't you go sit with your mom? Your mom, yep, right back there. Moms and dads, I know your mom's up there, but we're going to pray and we're going to stand with the families. Boys, come sit with your mom before we go. And if you're at home, those who are watching, I want you to gather. Think about doing this with your families, okay? Aiden, why don't you go sit with your sister? Aiden, go sit with your sister. You can join that family right there. We're going to pray. We're going to be like Daniel, right? We're going to commit some time to prayer and seeking the Lord and trusting in Him. So right now, Father God, we thank You. With your eyes just closed, you guys, we're going to take this moment. Father, we thank You. Father God in heaven, for Your plan for each and every one of these kids. God, I thank You for the plan for moms and dads and family members and people. I thank You, Lord, for the plan for everyone in this room. God, that it's a plan of a promise and a hope and a future. And no matter what situation is going on right now, we thank you, God, for your love and encouragement, Father, that you are on our side and you delight in our prosperity. You at home watching, God delights in your prosperity, and it's not over. And the Lord is coming to move, and you guys are going to be blessed. Because when you lift up your hands to him and when you trust in God, those are our Daniel moments where things that don't look so good get flipped around. And what would be terrible becomes great. And I believe there are things that are at the brim that are about to be poured out. So I want to encourage and strengthen the hands that you're lifting. Right now we encourage the kids, moms and dads, to seek the Lord. And Father God, you move in your power and your strength to open up doors and opportunities. Even as I'm speaking right now, Lord, you are pouring and you are making preparations, hallelujah, for the things that we are praying for. So we thank you, God. We give you praise. We thank you for your message, Lord, that we can be blessed. And I encourage moms and dads, family members, those that are working with children, hallelujah, Lord, to encourage and exhort this generation to be a praying generation that they may know their God. And everybody said, wow, amen.
As we're praying here, I think we should pray. I want to pray for your mom, Bethany, and I don't know if some of you kids, maybe you want to come up and pray too, because I know a lot of you guys can pray, and I know you guys have the power of prayer, so if any of you kids would like to come up and pray for Linda, you want to stand, Bethany, for your mom? And we could just stand in agreement and pray. Bethany, why don't you come up here so I can lay hands on you, if you don't mind. Abigail or Bristol was one of them with prayer. So any of you girls want to pray? Abigail, you want to pray with us? Okay. So, Father, we just come before you today, Lord, and we just lift up Linda. And we just put her in your hands, Father. I just pray right now, I decree and declare over Linda's life, health and wholeness, Father. I speak right now over her body right now that it needs to align and function properly the way you have designed and created it to function, Father. And Father, when you went to the cross, Father, you took care of every sickness, every disease. It is done. It is finished at the cross. And I just decree and stand today with Bethany and even Sarah up here and Willie. Father, I just speak over her body right now that she is made whole, that she is healed, and she is well. And I speak life, and I speak life into her body and even into her mind right now, Father. I speak right now a clear mind, that she has the mind of Christ. And I speak peace over their home. I speak peace over their family right now. Father God, right now it is in your hands, and I just decree it, and I lift her up before the throne. And Father God, it is done. And it is finished. We stand today in agreement, Father God, that she is made well and that she is whole. In Jesus' name. Did any of you girls pray for your grandma? Abigail? Just anything simple. It doesn't have to be hard. Sure? Okay, I'm not going to make you. Any other kids want to pray? It's just important. This is that what we're talking about. This is the communication with God. This is a situation where we need to respond and we need to pray and ask God. Because God is in control and God is in charge of Linda's life. And this is where we respond. And I just really felt that. And we have been praying for your mom. And so I just think it's very important that we respond. In all sickness and everything, that she is made whole and she is well. So that's what I just felt strongly to pray for you with you guys. That's it. Well, you're dismissed and you guys all have a wonderful Sunday. I don't know, the Vikings are on, but I doubt I'll watch it.